We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
High atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Okay, I don't mean to be late to my own show, but we have such a busy guest lineup today. We had so much going on that I'm not even done tweeting the lineup of the shows today. Is Kevin, I don't know, if does Kevin Harlan use his Twitter account? I don't think... It's at Kevin Harlan. All right, well, I'll have to correct that a little bit later. He's coming up at 6. And, oh, boy, we've even got John Middlecoff in his final week of employment here because I believe he and Chip Kelly will be running the San Francisco 49ers together quickly. That's good. We'll be able to book John Middlecoff as a guest. I believe that's going to happen. Welcome to another big, busy day of news. The shows this week have just been ridiculous in terms of the news. I don't care how rich that guy in Chino Hills is. We just hit the Sports Talk Radio Powerball.
Yes, we did.
With the Chip Kelly hire. Wow. Okay. We've got Tony Bruno at the bottom of the hour going to join us. Looking forward to talking to him. Obviously, all things Philadelphia are run through Tony Bruno on this program. Tony's going to join us at 3:30. We're going to talk to him about Chip Kelly. Darren Smith is a sports talk radio host from San Diego. We're going to talk to him about the Chargers, where they are going next, how it controls the Raiders' destiny, and we're going to talk to him about Chip Kelly. At 4:30, we've got Jason Cole talking about Chip Kelly. At 5 o'clock, we've got Peter King talking about Chip Kelly. At 6 o'clock, we've got Kevin Harlan talking about Chip Kelly. And, a little Warrior basketball since he's in town with TNT to do the game against the Lakers tonight. John Middlecoff, more on Chip Kelly. So if you're tuning in for a little Chip Kelly, you've come to the right place. Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, Urban Meyer have all called Chip Kelly when they've had questions about how they can improve their offense, about how they can modernize their game, their tempo, a little bit. I don't know who ever called Jim Tomsula for a single question about what maybe could better their football team. Here's what I got for you on Chip Kelly. He's a smart football mind who's got a big book of what not to do. He's just authored the latest chapter of How to Lose a Job in One Season in Philadelphia. It was not a very good showing for Chip Kelly in his final year. And obviously, when you look at the way that he took over the personnel, and the personnel seemed to be at the heart of all the problems that the Eagles then started to experience, man, there's a lot of questions here. And by no means is this a slam dunk hire for the San Francisco 49ers. It's not time to start printing playoff tickets. It's not time to start boldly predicting how quickly the 49ers are going to recapture their championship tempo. There's a lot of work to be done here, and Chip Kelly's going to need as much patience as you've ever given a head coach, I think, even though you were excited about him. Here's where he really works. He works in terms of ticket sales. He works in terms of what we'll be talking about. He works in terms of getting people interested and excited. The New York Giants finalized their agreement with their new head coach. It's not even trending in New York. Chip Kelly is trending worldwide right now. So people talk, people are interested, and that's half of what any football team is trying to sell you each and every year. The big questions. Kaepernick, right off the rip. Does this mean Colin Kaepernick is back in town? He actually never even left town, even though so many people have reported that it's over, done, you'll never see him again. Hold on, wait a minute. Think about the amount of time we spent discussing how Chip Kelly and Colin Kaepernick were both born for each other, but never found each other on a football field. There's another story today that Chip Kelly was going to, no matter where he landed, try to trade for Colin Kaepernick. You've got reputations and careers that need to be salvaged. You've got reputations and careers that are on their second chances and probably won't be extended a third, certainly not as NFL head coach starting quarterback. Chip Kelly and Colin Kaepernick are desperate to make this work here and now because a lot of people who originally thought they both could have changed their minds to they both can't. There's a lot of mind changing that Colin Kaepernick and Chip Kelly are hoping to do with each other. And by the way, I'm bringing them both back. Kelly, Kaepernick, Blaine Gabbert. I want to see what that looks like before it's just out of here. I really do. You got to have two quarterbacks. I want to see what that looks like. Is Carlos Hyde going to be his LeSean McCoy, or will he be his DeMarco Murray? Is Carlos Hyde cut out to be the running back that Chip Kelly pretty much flourished with his first 2 years in Philadelphia? Then when he hand-selected the switch, goodbye McCoy, hello DeMarco Murray. Well, we've never seen a worse running game from DeMarco Murray, that's for sure. Getting the right players for his system, we're at the center of the power struggle and the internal coup that Chip Kelly planned and executed in Philadelphia. For Trent Baalke to make this hire. For Trent Baalke to make this hire, he better have rearview mirrors. Because in Philadelphia, here's how it started. Hi, everybody. My name's Chip Kelly. I just got here from Oregon, and I'm only here to coach. That's it. I'm a football coach. 10-6. Next year. Boy, you know, 10-6 was good. I think we got to get better. I'm a football coach. They go 10-6 again. Wait a minute. I can't get better than 10-6 unless I'm in charge of the whole ball of wax. I need the whole ball of wax, Jeffrey Lurie, so get rid of Howie Rosen. Put me in charge of absolutely everything. He gets that. His power coup works. He gets the keys to the kingdom, and he basically locks himself out. It didn't go well. The player personnel, the relationships, the divided locker room, talks of, is your head coach racist? That actually happened. Chip Kelly's got an awful lot of reputation to scrub up, and we'll see if he can do it in Santa Clara. By the way, did you hear about the sandwich that Chip Kelly got in Philadelphia? You'll love this, Gianna. Katie Rich Creek on the Bleacher Report said that there are layers of representation in the Chip Kelly sandwich. Chef Joseph Schilling of Pig Restaurant in Philadelphia. It's a pork belly sandwich. It's a three-biter to commemorate his three seasons with the franchise. It's a seared pork belly smothered in Oregon blackberry jam to signify his coming from Oregon. And it's priced at $1.60. It's very small, but it's priced at $1.60 because he feels the Eagles can now go 16-0 thanks to Chip Kelly being out of town. By the way, the Chip Kelly sandwich is served on, of course, toast.
Toast. Nice.
Toast. Is Chip Kelly going to get here on a stale piece of toast and taste bad, or is he going to be on a nice, what is it, like, you like a brioche bun?
Brioche, some sourdough.
You like a little brioche, you like a little egg, you like a little fat and butter in your bread, you like the brioche. Hey, I have no idea if this is going to work out, but I know it's going to be interesting to watch it either work or not work. And I'm just going to tell you, the reason why I'm not going to complain about this hire, the reason why I kind of like it, is because I think it's big risk. And it takes guts to be risky in sports. And I think there's possibility of a big reward waiting for you. There's also possibility of you're 5-11. That is still a possibility. Huh. There's going to be no in-between. Where do I go to bet that Chip Kelly will never be 8-8, not for a single season in San Francisco? There's no way this is going to maybe work. I think we're going to see it work very, very well quickly, or we're going to know in almost the same amount of time mistakes have been made again. Either way, I believe the mantra of everything Chip Kelly is win the day. The 49ers have won the day with this hire. There's no doubt about that. Your phone calls. We're going to go out to you before we go to Bruno. 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you like it? Do you trust it? Are you betting on it or against it? Chip Kelly, coach of the 49ers.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
We've got the Golden State Warriors hosting the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, and everyone's thinking it could be, well, there's no could. It will be Kobe Bryant's final appearance at Oracle Arena. The chances are, will he play? I think he's going to get out there for a little bit.
Probably.
We'll worry about that a little bit later on. We'll talk to Kevin Harlan about that a little bit later on. We've got Tony Bruno coming up next to talk about the big story of the day, and that is Chip Kelly's wings touchdown with the 49ers. Does this make you feel better about missing out on Hugh Jackson? I think it probably does. It probably does. If you thought Hugh was the big prize, I'll tell you this. How about the fact that they go about interviewing Chip Kelly first? Walk away, interview Hugh, interview Coughlin, talk to Shanahan. Dick Cotter got an interview. So they were thorough, just like Jed tweeted, after a thorough search. We have found our coach, and it's Chip Kelly. I don't mind them kicking the tires. Is it a little odd that no one else really knocked on Chip Kelly's door while the 49ers were doing their due diligence, if I can quote Brian Sabian? 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you like the hire? Do you think it's going to work? Are you buying or selling Chip Kelly to the Niners? We go to West Coast Mike calling from Daly City. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Damon.
What do you got?
I want to say, man, this is a home run right now. We got to look at the facts right now. You know, the Niners didn't really like Hugh Jackson at all. He must have said something that they didn't like, because they had him in his grasp, and lo and behold, I think we might resurrect a career of Kaepernick. I want to know what you think about that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for the call. You want to know about the Niners roster moves? See whose jersey is being sold on 49ers.com. I don't know if you know this, Gianna. Yesterday, you could have a Colin Kaepernick jersey for 50% off. Basically, since he's gone in for that surgery, you could buy a Colin Kaepernick jersey for 50% off. It didn't look like his future with the team was really worth investing full price in a brand new jersey. Well,
maybe.
Guess whose jersey isn't 50% off on Niners.com anymore? Full price for Colin Kaepernick. And I wonder if the 49ers are thinking about paying full price to bring him back next year. Here's the deal. How can you bring in Chip Kelly with what we all thought was his fantasy made up, like in his own dreams, quarterback, and not give that a try? You look up read option in the dictionary, there's a picture of Colin Kaepernick looking at you. Can it work? Can it sustain in the NFL? These are legitimate questions. But it should be interesting to see if Chip Kelly can figure it out. Steven in Fremont. What's going on, Steven?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I support the move because, one, he's going to blow up the team. So it's either he's probably going to get rid of half the roster. And, two, we get to see a spread offense that Colin was running, and it spread well in pistol. So I'm all up for it. It's either going to go really awesome, Colin's going to be resurrected, or it's going to go really south, and the Niners need to get blown up anyway. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Now, here's the deal. How long will it take before Chip Kelly starts wanting to make his own moves on this roster? That's the big question. He got to Philadelphia not interested in making any decisions. And then he realized that the decisions of the players on your team directly dictate your success and failure as a coach, and now he wanted all the decisions. We know we got some real fragile egos, and Trent Baalke is incredibly territorial as a general manager. He doesn't want anybody infringing on his power. The minute that Jim Harbaugh tried to do it, they ran him out of town. Do they really think that Chip Kelly has learned his lesson and the Tiger has changed his stripes to where that wouldn't happen? They get off to a less than ballyhooed start in Chip Kelly's first year. He's going to want a little bit more control. What will happen to the Niners when that happens? Like most relationships, the early part's going to be the honeymoon phase. It's going to go well. You're going to hear about what everyone likes. There will be no dissension. But like all relationships, there'll be that first fight. Well, how quickly do you get over that first fight? Now you're going to have a real issue that could drive a wedge between you, you two lovely kids, you lovely little couple, you. What's that going to be like? We basically saw the lovebirds that were supposed to be Harbaugh and Balky the minute they had a spat. Like they went to, they're like the brother and sister in the predictable sitcom that take the masking tape and draw it down the center of the bedroom. That's your side. This is my side. Now everyone starts picking sides. We had that happen with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. Teammates started picking sides, offense versus defense. It got ugly. It got ugly. Maybe there weren't enough adults to put the ugly back together. Are there enough adults out here to put the ugly back together if things get ugly? What did Chip Kelly learn? Did he eat his humble pie, digest it, and take something away from the meal? I don't ever mind a coach being described as arrogant. Oh, by the way, where do we go to wait for our first lol cone? I think Chip Kelly's very arrogant. He's not a rude. He's very rude. He's condescending. I promise you that column is coming in 3, 2, 1. By the way, I did see somebody forwarded this to me last night. Lowell tweeted, I don't think Chip Kelly is not only is he not coming to San Francisco, I don't think he gets hired at all. So he's right on top of this story.
Of course.
I mean, all of his instincts are pointing towards what's about to happen. How about this? Would you all agree this is more exciting than Mike Shanahan? This is more exciting than Tom Coughlin? This is more exciting than Adam Gase? How about this? It's officially the first exciting thing to happen since Harbaugh was on his way out. Win the day, win the headline. I think the Niners have a little bit. Let's go to Eric in San Ramon. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Damon. Thanks for taking my call. You know, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to this hire here. First of all, you know, Gamble is a Philly guy, and he got along really well, from what I understand, with Chip out there before he left. And as we know, Balky's had a pretty hard time drafting lately, or successfully. And Gamble could probably do the same job that Balky does. So Balky might be on notice here, man. If the guy doesn't ship up, he might ship out.
Well,
with Gamble taking over.
I mean, there's no doubt that all these guys are on borrowed time. Nobody lasts forever, and no one's entirety of their draft will ever look good. No one's ever been perfect in free agency. But look, there's no doubt. Knowing what we know about the Niners right now, knowing what we know about Balky and his personality and ego, knowing what we can take away from Chip Kelly's past, you could see a hurricane coming. You can see it right on your radar if things don't go well. When things are going well, everybody gets along. When things are going well, everything's nice and smooth. That first moment of controversy, how will Chip Kelly and the Niners and the powers that be all handle it? You want to know another reason why it didn't work in Philadelphia? I mean, there are tons of reasons and rumors. Him taking too much responsibility, him not taking responsibility enough. There's a lot of different moving parts. He showed up and he was the media's best friend. Like the first week he got hired, he showed up to that big wing bowl in Philadelphia. And he's like, I know there's only two bowls that matter in Philadelphia, the Super Bowl and the wing bowl. Like, and he was going on people's shows. He was friends with everybody. And then things start go south a little bit. You know, oh, he was very condescending. He talked down to somebody in this press conference. At least that was the perception. You want to know a big reason? You want to know a big reason why they didn't like him? Smoothies. It's the truth. Nobody in Philadelphia wants to hear the word smooth. I've told you this in the past. There is a false nobility attached to miserable living on the East Coast that is not part of our West Coast psychology. Like, oh, did your entire morning suck as you put on your boots and shoveled your driveway and it just, while it was sleeting in your face? There's this weird nobility assigned to that on the East Coast. Chip Kelly's coming in wanting to monitor heart rates, using Fitbits, tracking sleep patterns, and having players drink smoothies? Smoothies in Philadelphia, until they come up with a cheesesteak smoothie, that's never going to go over well in Philadelphia. Chip Kelly's talking about smoothies out here? My God, they'll probably change the name to Jamba Juice Stadium before it's all said and done. We love smoothies. The concept of nutrition doesn't piss people off out here.
No.
You talk about healthy living and nutritional decisions in Philadelphia, they're going to hate you. They're going to hate you. They're like, this town is about shoveling, misery, cheesesteaks, beer, onion rings. And if you don't believe me, wait until you hear Tony Bruno pretty much confirm all of that. Mindy Bach has used the Twitters to let everyone know that Kelly will be at the facility this week, but we're not going to get a Chip Kelly press conference until next week. He wants to get his coaching staff in order. All right. That's good. You don't need to have a Chip Kelly press conference right away. This is such a big buzz in the world of sports. People will give you more attention than a press conference could give you. So hold off on it and remind everybody that you hired Chip Kelly again next week when you have your press conference. Are the Niners playing things right? I don't even have a problem with Jed tweeting about it. I don't. Although he could have done it under the Niners account, not his own personal account. But now we're just nitpicking. Stick around. Tony Bruno coming up next.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
It is great to have you here. It's just been a week of news. Like, really, I've never seen a week quite like this in terms of major shaping the future of the teams that we talk about headlines. I mean, the headlines were about shaping the physical future of the Oakland Raiders all week long, where they will physically play, and we still don't have
so up in the air.
End of the headline. We don't know where the headline goes yet, still with the Raiders. And now it is Chip Kelly who will shape the philosophical future and the on-field future of the 49ers. It's an interesting hire, and anytime anything happens out of Philadelphia, there's only one direction we go, and you know what direction that is.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
I believe in show business, they call this an encore performance. We normally talk to Tony on Tuesdays, but this Thursday is the day the Niners hired Chip Kelly. We had to call him back. Tony, what do you think of the hire? I'm sure it's playing through a cavalcade of laughs back in Philadelphia. Out here, it looks like there's some hope for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and I haven't really listened to any of the local radio here today. I've been running around, but last night I did a podcast, and my podcast, and my buddy Brian Baldinger was on, who you guys know there in the Bay Area, who goes on 95.7 The Game multiple times. We were talking about the situation with the Eagles, which is, of course, who are they going to hire? They didn't hire Hugh Jackson. They didn't hire Ben McAdoo, who they thought, because they were closing in on him. And then we started talking about Chip Kelly, and many people, including Brian, thought he's not going to get a job. But go back a few weeks ago, when we were talking about when Chip Kelly got fired, when I was on the air. Actually, it happened when we were on that Tuesday night a couple of weeks ago. And the thought then was, well, Chip gets a head start. Jeffrey Lurie fires him on a Tuesday, and then he gets a head start. And if there's teams interested, they'll have a chance to grab him quickly. And then the thought back then was, and I think I said on the show, that Chip Kelly probably either contacted the Niners or the Niners contacted him to take his temperature before they decided what to do with Jim Tomsula. I don't think that they weren't going to fire Jim Tomsula no matter what. I think he was gone. But I think the fact that they got some interest from Chip and then dabbled with a couple of other guys and then went back to Chip, that doesn't surprise me at all.
I was talking with our friend, mutual friend, John Kincaid, who is a huge Eagles fan who happens to do radio in Atlanta. And I was talking to him this morning about what he liked about Kelly when he lost trust and faith in Kelly. And he said, you know, basically Chip shows up in Philadelphia, says, I'm just here to coach. 3 years later, he's got an internal coup going on for power of the team. He wins the coup. The reason why Lurie got really, really upset and let him go after that Washington game, just after that Christmas weekend with a, you know, a couple weeks still left in the season, was that at that press conference, Kelly basically stood up and said, look, man, you know, it's not like I'm the GM, or it might just be my title, but I'm still not picking all the players. And the fact that while he was failing, he didn't accept responsibility, that is the straw that broke the Eagles' back. Have you heard the same story?
Yes, but I remember that last news conference when Chip said it's all on me, and yes, I got the power. So I don't think he completely sloughed off any responsibility. He, in fact, after the last game, said it was, you know, it was all on him, even when he was asked about picking players. I think the problem with Chip Kelly in his last year when he won the power struggle is that he won the power struggle and the team got worse. And so Howie Roseman, who is Jeffrey Lurie's boy, who is still in the organization, when he got demoted, I believe that Howie Roseman was still maybe in another office on the other wing of the complex, but he still had guys, and I'm sure when things were going bad, the thought here is that Howie would go to the players and say, hey, man, you see what's happening now? I lost control. So there was that internal power struggle, which you see with some teams when somebody gets demoted and then the guy who gets promoted doesn't do well. So I think that I think Jeffrey Lurie's relationship with Howie Roseman was much more long going. And last year it was, who are you going to fire, me or Howie Roseman, when Chip Kelly went in there and played his trump card? And he said, I'm not going to fire Howie, but I'm going to elevate you if that's what you want. It's the old Bill Parcells. If you're going to let me cook the dinner, let me buy the groceries. So Chip bought the groceries, and it didn't work. Having said all that, I believe that Chip learned his lesson and has realized that you don't really need to have total control in this modern-day NFL. Let the GM make the picks, have some say in the process, but let Chip Kelly coach. Here's the bottom line, Damon. Every quarterback that's played under Chip Kelly, even Sam Bradford, believe it or not, has had a better season than they did prior. And obviously, go back. Michael Vick played great. Nick Foles had 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mark Sanchez played great until crunch time when he threw the interceptions we knew he did. So every quarterback and every offensive player who's played under Chip Kelly has actually put up numbers. And I think that's what the Niners see, is a guy who's going to go out there and coach offense and get this team back on track and perhaps bring Colin Kaepernick back to the player that he thought he was. Because Kaepernick, let's be honest, is the first quarterback Chip Kelly will have if they keep him. And I'm sure they're not going to keep Blaine Gabbert hiring Chip Kelly, that he's the quarterback that Chip Kelly wants to run an offense around. And
it's funny. Gabbert is a lot fleeter of foot than you might think he is. I think he's an athletic guy who was never asked to do athletic things. But Kaepernick is the read option prototype quarterback that Chip Kelly's probably had, you know, football fantasies about working with. If these two guys can salvage each other's careers, it'll be a hell of a story. And if it doesn't work, it'll be a hell of a story. This is going to be good for business no matter what. Let's end with this. Do you think that Carlos Hyde, healthy, fits more like LeSean McCoy or more like DeMarco Murray? To me, he's more like DeMarco Murray than a scat back like McCoy.
Yeah, but I don't think Chip has a problem with guys running up the middle like DeMarco Murray. He just has to make sure he has an offensive line that can run that offense. And obviously the Eagles' offensive line was not making holes up the middle, and the only way to gain yards was to cut it outside. McCoy was able to do that. DeMarco Murray wasn't able to do that. So I think it's a great story. And obviously, you know, here we go. The Super Bowl is going to be there. The buzz now is going to be in San Francisco. The world's media is going to descend upon the Bay Area in just a couple of weeks. And the Niners got themselves a sizzle deal. You know, Tom Sula wasn't a sizzle guy. Jim Harbaugh was. And now, obviously, the fans out there are upset with what's going on with the Niners. And they hire a guy who's certainly not a guy that they, you know, play it by the, you know, play it safe kind of guy. Chip Kelly is a sizzle hire as you get ready for the Super Bowl. And the fans wanted a sizzle hire, and they got one.
This is a sizzle interview.
Are they not? Do the fans not want some sizzle?
No, everyone wants a little sizzle. Of course they do. How about this? I think one of the reasons why the media turned on Chip Kelly and the city of Philadelphia quickly followed is because he brought up the notion of nutrition and smoothies. That doesn't play in Philadelphia. They'll love it out here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they'll have the playlist and training camp and all the other things. Listen, you know, there are people who are obsessed with sports science and analytics. We see that in the NBA. We see old school players. People don't like that. Chip Kelly is a 50-year-old guy, but he's certainly a new school kind of guy. He buys into the sports science. He buys into the conditioning. And if people don't like that, that's the way he does business. But one thing about Chip, he shows up and works. He's not a guy on the golf course. This guy eats, lives, sleeps, and breathes football. I think it's a great hire for the Niners.
Not that it matters. Is he even married? Does he have a girlfriend, or is he married to the game?
He's married to the game, but he does have a woman who lives with him that he's very, very...
All right.
From Oregon. So she was with him in Oregon. No one knows. I don't think they're married. I think he was married at one time. But the woman who was living with him in Philly, I mean, he keeps his personal life very, very close. He keeps it very quiet. No one knows. He doesn't gallivant around. He actually goes into a couple of bars and has a pop here or there. But he's not a guy that goes out and does the social scene. He has apparently a woman from Oregon that he knew that he brought to Philly with him, and she lives with him. And so he's going to be a football guy. He's not going to be a guy that's going to be out there hanging out in bars and going out to all the fancy joints and doing that kind of stuff.
There you go. Great to talk to you as always. Thank you for double dipping with us this week. That allows you a full free 30-second promo for your Super Bowl viewing party at the Glass House. Go ahead.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, the ads are up. It's going to be Mars Vodka. The Mars Vodka girls will be there. Great vodka made out in California. It's going to be on Super Bowl Sunday down in San Jose at the Great Glass House. Hope everybody goes out and checks it out.
Love girls from Mars. Thank you, Tony. Great to talk to you.
Are men from Mars and women, I forget that.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
And there once was a man from Nantucket, but we can't go any further. Thank you, Tony.
We'll stop right there.
We'll see you real soon. The one and only Tony Bruno. When we come on back, we're going to get to your phone calls to wrap up this hour. Raiders fans, like, what happened to us? Like, we were the big topic on the show. Well, you will be at 4 o'clock when we have Darren Smith, who's a sports talk radio host down in San Diego. Darren Smith's going to join us to talk a little bit about Dean Spanos, that happening down there, how it directly affects what's going to go on with the Oakland Raiders. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock. What do you think of the Chip Kelly hire? Does it soar on Eagles' wings? Or is it flambéed Peking duck? That's next on the Damon Bruce Show. I love Peking duck. I shouldn't have used that as the "it went wrong."
Right, it's delicious.
I love Peking duck. Make sure that gets back to Peking and the duck people.
Quackers.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Eat that crow, D. Bruce. You said we couldn't get Chip Kelly. Actually, I never said that. Not in a breath of my life. It didn't look like you were very interested in Chip Kelly after you met with him first and then met with everyone else. What's interesting is it didn't look like anyone else was even pursuing Chip Kelly. That's what's a little odd about the whole thing. I'm surprised he didn't get more interest. Is his name that down in terms of NFL coaching stock? And look, we've seen a lot of NFL teams be wrong about a lot of NFL things before. And I'm not saying that the Eagles were wrong to let Chip Kelly go. That obviously wasn't working. And it wasn't about to get better before it got worse. The trust had been fractured. The questions were out there. The media turned. The fans turned. And out here, that doesn't mean much. In Philadelphia, it sets the tone of the entire damn day. So, a fresh start with new perspective, lessons on how not to do it, which hopefully Kelly was taking very detailed notes, because the way that he played his final season in Philadelphia is like how you don't do it. We'll see if the fresh start does him well, does the Niners well. I know everybody here needs a fresh start. That is for sure. The Niners needed the fresh start. Balky and Jed need the fresh start. Kaepernick needs the fresh start. And Kelly, look, it's going to work here or he's back in college 3-4 years from now. You don't get three bites at the apple, but you get two. When you got this guy's reputation, you deserve another bite. You cannot coach all those consecutive years in Oregon, be hailed as a harbinger of football's future, get to the NFL, win 10 games your first 2 years, have a bad season, and be rendered, he's an idiot, he doesn't know anything about football. One bad year, one bad season does not turn someone into a bad coach. And believe me, all business will be conducted that Jim Harbaugh should still be here. I believe Jim Harbaugh is still a better NFL coach than Chip Kelly. But Chip Kelly has over his first three seasons in the NFL, Chip Kelly has done pretty darn well. As a matter of fact, his winning percentage is better than 15 of the 23 head coaches in the Hall of Fame in his first three seasons. And Jim Harbaugh had one of the best of them all. But okay, yeah, you know. I'm not saying that this is the Lysol that is going to cover up the odor of the last 2 years. There is an awful lot of work that needs to be done. I don't think bringing in Chip Kelly has you back in the NFC title game anytime soon. Is he an upgrade from Jim Tom Sula? Oh, my Lord, yes. And do you desperately need someone who can come and work with either Kaepernick or Blaine Gabbert? Oh, my God, yes, you do. And I wonder if his reputation as a unfriendly to players coach will be left in Philadelphia. He has to go about his business around his own locker room a lot different. You know, he chased out guys with big personalities who spoke against his word being the end of, you know, end all be all. He's got a big ego. He's got a system. He's been inflexible about it in the past and it didn't work out. Is he willing to be more flexible now? And the minute things go wrong, does he say anything to Jed about needing more control over the roster? I'll tell you, Trent Baalke, he needs to have himself a monster free agency period and a heck of a draft. He's got a lot of respect that he needs to earn back. Kashmir, Walnut Creek. How you doing, Kashmir?
Hey, Damon. Great show. Thanks for asking. I'm doing good. About this hire, I mean, I think the problem is deeper than just a coach. The Niners have no identity, and they can if they would just quit dropping Kaepernick in there. I mean, he's barely hanging in just being as an NFL quarterback. I really doubt no one's going to save him. Even Harbaugh. I mean, he was going downhill even with Harbaugh. But I just want to ask you, what's wrong with treating Navarro Bowman as Ray Lewis? I mean, like, if you notice, once Baltimore went away from, focusing mostly on their defense and then offense, I mean, look what happened. And I just wish the Niners would take that same route. Is like, you know, forget about the offense. You got a possibly Hall of Fame linebacker back there that's willing. I mean, when I watched that St. Louis, that last game, dude, did you see all the hard hits? I mean, it was like a highlight reel.
Yeah, look, he got better as the season went along. And he led the NFL in tackles, and you probably didn't even know about it because everyone was complaining so much about what wasn't happening offensively. Bowman's great, but he's got a timeline that's closer to the end of it than the beginning. You know, coming off that injury, how much time does he have left? And here's the deal. Nobody builds a team around a defense anymore, and even if you did, you still want as good of an offense as you can have. One of the things Kelly needs to know is that going tempo, 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 and never taking a break offensively puts your defense in a bad place, and he needs to adjust.
Would you agree that probably the first person he needs to make best friends with is Navarro Bowman?
No one needs to be friends. No one needs to be best friends. But, yes, he needs a stud middle linebacker as much as any NFL head coach. So you're good to your stud middle linebacker. He needs to give Navarro Bowman a whole lot of respect. But they don't need to be best friends. This isn't a best friends industry. This is not a Girl Scout meeting, by the way. This isn't about best friends. Like, I really didn't care that Harbaugh and Balky didn't get along, skip hands, whistling together. Didn't matter to me. By the way, Chip Kelly was not best friends with a single player in his Eagles locker room. This is business. And the deal is this. You win and you win big. Nobody's saying that Riley Cooper used the N-word 3 years ago. But that story never went away. And then players started to dissent against him. And then it became about, is Chip Kelly down with black culture? Now, oh, my God, now you got Stephen A. Smith saying that Fitbits are tantamount to shackles on slaves. And like, whoa, 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 things escalated quickly, didn't they? It's like all he wants to do is monitor heart rates and rest periods. This is not a callback to slavery, Stephen A. Smith. But when things start to spiral out of control, everybody starts going nuts. And in a city to go sports nuts in, you'll never see a jungle that gets hotter or sweater faster than Philadelphia. Frank is in Santa Barbara. Frank, how are you? You're on 95.7 The Game. Good stuff, Frank. Don't be a stranger. Let's go to Zach in the city. How are you, Zach?
David, I'm doing well, and I am not optimistic about the Chip Kelly hiring. I think he's not set up to fail. And the reason being is the 49ers are not set up to be a fast-paced offense, and we have one no offensive line, period. And the whole scheme of a read option is, blocking up front. And if they don't do any blocking up front, the read option is going to fail.
Well, they don't do any blocking up front, all offenses will fail. All of them.
True. One read option that's good offense in the NFL. Tell me besides possibly Carolina.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I want to know a read option that succeeds in the NFL besides, Carolina for the most part.
I mean, I don't even know if Carolina runs a straight read option. They don't. I mean, you got to mix and match. If you want the best wardrobe, it can't, even if your wardrobe was nothing other than the finest tailored tuxedos in the world, it's not always appropriate to wear tuxedos. It's not always appropriate to wear three-piece suits. You got to be able to change clothes as an offense and play to the identity that the moment in the game requires. You want to start on a pace that is hair on fire, impossible to substitute against me, offense, that's great. Start with that pace. If you're still playing like that with a 3-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter, you're doing it wrong. We got more people who want to come on in, and we're going to talk to you here in just a minute. But coming up next, from the mighty 1090 down in San Diego, Darren Smith hosts the Noon to 3 show. Really good guy, old friend of mine. We both go back together to Bristol. That's how we were both there a long, long time ago, right around the same time.
Nice.
Really good guy, hosts a hell of a show, and we'll talk to him about everything that went on concerning the stadium issues in San Diego, how it's directly connected with Oakland. We'll ask him about Chip Kelly and whether he thinks it's going to work up here with the Niners. We got an awful lot for you. Darren Smith. Starting our next hour, we've got Jason Cole also coming up at 4:30. We are wall-to-wall NFL this afternoon on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.